there's movement to move us out of the AG's office then we start running the fiscal loan. I think we're just tweaking the language.
The only other place I can think that we could go that would be similarly cost effective would be somewhere like Post.
Oh yeah, actually I had lunch with Mark a couple weeks ago and that was a suggestion as well. I didn't want to really bring that up. Post could be here. No, that may be something that, you know, I'll talk with Chief Squires offline and, you know, pursue that.
Because they're a training agency. I mean, that's what they do, and that's mostly what we do.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't know.
I just want the council to be aware of that conversation and just, you know, an effort to try to help the AG's office out in terms of office space. So.
Well, I think it'll be key to get the information so we can get some ideas what other states do. And then, I mean, obviously this was created and as a fledgling organization, you can see that it needed to be under the guise of you know, some other state entity.
Right.
And maybe we've gotten to the point where now it does need to be, you know, independent. But
right.
Yeah, then, like you said, the funding mechanism would be different. We'd have to have a statute like Post, how they got theirs a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. My guess is it's going to be a bigger project than I'm thinking that it, you know, would have been in the beginning, just to kind of tweak responsibilities. But that will be something that we'll be working on here in the next
few months. If the office simply relocates, would you still be under the umbrella of the AG?
Well, that's the question.
Administration, finance, all those other things.
Right.
We don't
right.
know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. It's, when I was talking with Paul, I guess how we fell into the AG's office to begin with is they all sat down and said, do you have room in your office? Do you have room in your office? And the AG's office had room at that point. And then since we get funding from the state, it seemed to make sense, you know, to come under their funding. So there's not really any kind of formalized agreement and documents, you know, creating us other than what we've got.
Doesn't the statute specifically talk about
yes, there's that statute. What I mean is there's nothing really in documenting what the agreements were and who's going to cover what, and I think it was just...
It just evolved.
Okay, then the next one is the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative Training Prosecutor. Just in the interest of time, bottom line is CCJJ got a grant for a 3/4-time person. You can see the details there to develop a victim-centered approach to investigating, prosecuting, notifying victims of cold cases. They're focusing on assault cases in Salt Lake County.
Let me clarify that.
Yeah.
When we turned down and we sent the grant back to CCJJ, we did not abdicate our responsibility.
Right.
And so when I said they're going to be focusing on cases in Salt Lake County, we're going to be focusing on cases in Salt Lake County. If that position is taken, their job is to go to help on a statewide issue. So we need to be very clear about that.
Right. Well, great. And I met with Ned and Sable Ensign as the manager. And those were the questions we're raising. Your grant says you're focusing on Salt Lake County, but what agreement do you have with Salt Lake County? Now, what agreement do you have with other counties, other jurisdictions to come in and do all of this? And they didn't have an answer.
And so let's be very clear. I can tell you with no uncertain terms, I'm not abdicating my responsibility to any prosecutor in any one of our cases in our county.
Yeah.
That's not part of it.
Right. But the bottom line is right towards the end, Greg got the brilliant insight that maybe hiding the cell would be the appropriate place, you know, for this person to end up.
Is it a person that's going to do training, or is it a person that's going to actually handle cases?
So the challenge is, it was originally supposed to be a grant that would have a prosecution to take all focus over for prosecution of the Saki, rape case issues. The problem was that when the grant was written by, and not asked by somebody else, they did not have money in it to cover the salary and the benefits. I went and got an additional $150,000 for 3 years from my council as a bridge, because we were supposed to get a bridge. We thought we were going to get the Ministry of Bridge from CCJJ. And anyways, we took care of that. Then it was in the context of the site coordinator was supposed to be at another location. The prosecutor and the investigators were going to be with us, and a victim advocate was going to be with another organization. And because of those sort of things that had come together, those other agencies could not do it. So then we went back to say, we'll be happy to bring them all in. So I had to go back to my council, get an additional FTE allocations, and I got up to 3 FTE allocations, including 4 for the investigator, for the prosecutor, for the victim advocate. And there were some further discussions about, well, if we're going to hire the victim advocate, I need to at least be able to hire that person. The victim advocate was going to be hired by somebody else, and they were going to be able to come into our office, and that they were going to be able to have a veto power because of the victim-centered approach. I think a very different kind of victim-centered approach. So all these things coming together, I said that, you know what, it might be easier for somebody else to do it. We are committed to the project. We're committed to the things. Our commitment hasn't changed. It was the logistics of doing this. It took us 9 months to get to pretty much nowhere. No blame on anybody, no, but it was just one of those very difficult kind of things. So with that, we said, look, somebody else can use it for whatever else you want to do. We will sort of give that back to you because we have the resources and we will make our resources committed to the underlying mission objective. But let's be very clear.
So they rewriting their grant to make it a training position?
Well, no. So I think they're looking at it as a thing. But the point that Bob's making, and which is important, is that the original thing was Nexus was within Salt Lake County's prosecution Nexus, right? So this is not. I think you have to rewrite that part. I think you have to rewrite that component to modify the terms and conditions. You can still have the prosecution component of it. It's just that we're doing it in Salt Lake County. We're not giving that to anybody. So.
Right. I mean, it's a good idea in the broad.
Yeah, it's a statewide. You can make it as a statewide thing, and it would be perfect with the police officer if they have statewide jurisdiction.
But
there raises practical questions about
counties. Counties not to invite us into the system.
Yeah,
right. So there's a lot of issues that they've got to work out. They've really put the cart before the horse. But they approached us about if it was truly going to be a training person, it would be somebody like Donna. But then as I looked at the grant, that it really wasn't so much.
It was written, Donna. Here was the theory. If there's 250 additional new rape kits that are done, which may result in identifiable prosecution, that's a new case, though, to be targeted for that purpose of prosecution. That it was a very prosecution-specific functional grant for that. That position has obviously been not, it's no longer, we're not using it. So the only way you can do it is either use it as a statewide thing, which the AG's office can do, or they have a practical challenge, which is AG doesn't go and prosecute sex crimes unless they're invited in to do it. So it goes back to the rape kits, you know, that have to be pulled out in each county, and whether county attorneys invite them to do it, that's a very different thing. But that's a very different kind of a conversation. So
I'm hoping we've deflected them from wanting to come to the AG's office or to UPC, or at least until they come up with a better plan and some other issues. But again, it was just more for you all to be aware that CCJD is trying to find a home for this person.
We had given them a home, but it was under very different conditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I have, except for the closed door stuff. Oh, I put the next meeting September 14th, but are we doing it on the 14th or conjunction with Paul? That's all fine. Yeah, so disregard the next meeting date. It will actually be
October
in Borough Hall.
Okay, do I have a motion to go into executive discussion to discuss personnel issues and or imminent litigation?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Barry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion on that motion?